on the line and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99 footlong deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ah, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
On top story, government doubles down on plans to remove a raft of taxes, including betting tax, in tomorrow's 2025 budget presentation. But the IEA and economists are pressing government to retain the betting tax.
I'm expecting some revisions to the tax regime, removal of e-levy, COVID-19. The betting tax, I think that government should take another look because of the behavioral aspect of it.
We have details, plus gauge the expectation of traders and industry ahead of that presentation. Top story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. My name is Faustina Safo. Stay for details. Tonight, there are growing calls for government to retain the controversial betting tax. When the finance minister, Dr. Kassi Olatunfosun, presents the 2025 budget to parliament tomorrow, the NDC, we know, promised to remove the tax imposed under the Eswa MPP administration, labeling it as a nuisance tax. While the NDC, in its 120-day contract ahead of the 2024 election, promised that the e-levy, COVID levy, emission levy, and the betting tax will all be removed. Well, let's listen to the finance minister on X Space yesterday, promising that the party will keep their promise.
There will be a stable exchange rate, stable inflation, and a stable economy. That in itself will control the prices that we see moving from one city to three cities within 2 days or three weeks. So that should be the focus, and we'll work around it to make sure it happens. If you are to look at the manifesto, we have a number of policies. Some are time-bound, some within 120 days, some within 1 year, and some after 1 year, and some in the medium term. You can certainly not accommodate every single thing in the manifesto in one budget year. The focus will be to identify those that we pledge to complete and implement in the first year and within the 120 days. And then also we plan to implement the medium-term policies as we have pledged with the people. And so we will ask for the general public to understand that some are time-bound and some are going into the medium term, and that we can.
Well, the finance minister also hinted there's an ongoing process to remove several taxes and charges at Ghana ports. Let's listen to him.
We have begun the process to rationalize all the taxes at the port. We believe that some of the taxes and some of the levies in particular can be removed, because it will surprise you to know that all these levies and taxes does not come straight to the central government. Some of the levies you see there are being, the benefits is not going straight to support the consolidated fund. And so we need to identify who are those benefiting from these levies and for what purpose. And then if there's the need for us to remove them, we will have to remove them. So there's a team that are working at the moment as we speak, and I'm sure in due course we'll announce that. And again, in the budget, we'll hear some announcement on how we intend to rationalize those levies and taxes at the ports in particular. Even though some of these levies are not coming directly to support government expenditure or government revenues, clearly it manifested the economy in the form of taxes. And one way or the other, it's increased.
Finance Minister there, Dr. Kessie L. Atuforsin. Now, but despite the unanimity in calls to remove the e-levy and COVID levy, for instance, there is considerable disagreement on the plan to remove the betting tax. For instance, the Institute for Economic Affairs, they are urging government to retain the betting tax, but reduce it from 10 to 5%. Professor of Finance at the University of Ghana Business School, Godfred Bopping, agrees with this suggestion.
On one hand, the expectation is very high, whilst one must be moderate at the same time, because it's the first major budget of the new government, the new administration. My expectation is that they will stay on the fiscal consolidation path, essentially using the two legs, taxation, and I'm expecting some revisions to the tax regime, removal of e-levy, COVID-19. The betting tax, I think that government should take another look because of the behavioral aspect of it and all of that. So, but as for emission tax, there's nothing to remove there because we have not collected anything from that. We know what the fiscal losses will be, slightly above 7 billion, but that can easily be closed through administrative and compliance reforms within the existing major tax handles like corporate income tax, that is largely inefficient, and then also VAT, which is also inefficient. So if we're able to scale up on VAT efficiency by even 15%, that will more than bring enough revenue to offset the fiscal losses. Let's also not see the removal of these taxes as losses. We should see them as incentives to households and businesses to stimulate consumption and promote growth. That is the way we do it. If you compare the fiscal losses from these taxes to annual tax expenditures that we incur on exemptions, you will see that this is nothing. But this will also encourage and strengthen the digital economy where our future lies.
Okay.
Then again, I'm expecting the budget to be clear on the cost savings from government wasteful expenditure cuts. Mm. And then the lean government approach, we have to put numbers to it for this year and going forward, and how that also helps us in building a solid fiscal space. I'm also expecting that the 2025 budget would outline clearly what the state of the fiscal position is as at the end of 2024.
Right.
We know that we will not be able to meet the target, even the revised target for the 2024 mm-hmm. of 3.5% of GDP and 0.5% primary surplus. We may not be able to meet that. We need to know what the fiscal situation is, totally coming from arrears, from state-owned enterprises and all of that.
Right.
So there has to be clarity from that point.
All
without
right.
being exaggerative, but we still have to tell the story exactly the way it is.
But Deputy Finance Minister Thomas Ampinyakun tells my colleague Elton Brobe the government will not back down on its campaign promise of scrapping a number of taxes, including the betting tax.
I can tell you for a fact that as President Mahama said, all the taxes that we have promised to remove will be removed. And we will plug the holes, we will enhance revenue generation by enhancing compliance. And one area is VAT. We say that our VAT gap is 61%.
Mm.
What that means is that we have collected only 39% of our potential VAT revenue. This is a huge thing. The law is already there. What is left is for us to enhance compliance to rake in the revenue. Now we don't have access to the international bond market. we cannot borrow. So the only avenue for us is to cut expenditure and raise revenue. We cannot continue to spend the monies we don't have. And that is what this budget is going to start doing, that we are going to constrain expenditure.
So, Honorable, you cannot deny or confirm that there will be announcement of new taxes?
No, I don't think we intend to bring new taxes. But like I said, the Ghanaian will not be burdened. Look, if we take better tax that we want to remove, see, we want to remove the 10% tax on betting winnings, but there is a 20% tax on the betting companies.
Right.
That one will not be touched.
Mm.
That one will not be touched. And our assessment indicates that the betting companies under-declare the revenues that they receive. And so we are going to be aggressive to use technology to ensure that the full amount is accounted for.
Well, it's a good time to bring in my colleague Nankweku Asante. We've been doing some digging here at Joy News just to get an understanding of how much government is going to lose when they scrap these taxes. Kweku, walk us through the figures.
So, for Sina, if you look at 2025 and you look at some of these taxes that the John Dramani Mahama government is earmarking to scrap, COVID-19 levy for 2025 is expected to bring in 4 billion Ghana cedis. The e-levy expected to bring in about 2.4 billion Ghana cedis. And then the betting tax, 1.2 billion Ghana cedis. So if you look at all these three tax handles, the expected revenue loss for 2025 alone will be 7.6 billion Ghana cedis. And that is from data the finance ministry themselves have submitted to parliament. But if you look between 2025, that is this year, to 2027, before the last budget of this government, before election and all that, you will be looking at a total of 27.28 billion cedis that will be lost to COVID levy, e-levy, and the betting tax being scrapped altogether, the two of them, 27.2 billion Ghana cedis. And that is why a lot of people are interested in getting to know what exactly the government is going to do, what measures are they going to put in place to be able to plug these holes, because 27.2 billion is a huge hole in government expenditure if they are taken away. They must be filled. Already, the government is unable to raise as much revenue as it spends, and that is why the deficit is high, and the government has to resort to borrowing to finance its activities. And so people are looking to see how Dr. Cassiel Ato-Forson will plug this 27.2 billion Ghana cedis.
This is Top Story. Let's go straight to the phone lines now and bring in Dr. George Domfer. He's development economist at the University of Ghana. Later, Felix Kwachiofosu, Minister of State for Government Communications, will be joining me here on Top Story. I'll start with you, Dr. George. It appears government is stuck between a rock and a hard place, because you have, on one breath, they need to fulfill their promises to Ghanaians, but then on another breath, they need money to run government. Do you think scrapping these taxes is the right move to make?
Well, it depends on what government has to replace the taxes with. I mean, once these taxes are being paid by the citizens of this country, and if government scraps them, it puts more money in their pockets. But how does government cover up the hole that is created?
Oh dear, we seem to have lost Dr. George there. He was just making a point. We're just speaking to him here on Top Story as we're looking at some of the key taxes that government promised to scrap within the first 120 day. And we're just looking at what exactly we're to expect from government, because there are concerns that there could be dire economic implications if these taxes are scrapped. Let me bring in Eric Defoe. He's Chairman, Economic Affairs Committee, AGI, and I'll be getting his thoughts shortly. But we're just looking really quickly at some of the key concerns raised by economists and even some members of society. They're concerned about this gap that will be created should government indeed scrap the e-levy, COVID tax, and betting tax. And we just tried to reach Dr. George, who is a development economist, to give us a breakdown of the economic implication. I have lost Dr. George, but I have with me Dr. Yami Bafi. He is an economist and senior lecturer at the University of Ghana. Thank you so much for your time. Doc, I'm sure you have been listening to the conversation. I want to get your initial reaction. Now, schools of thought that government should indeed retain at least the betting tax because of the economic implications of scrapping COVID levy, e-levy and betting tax all at once, especially when the president has painted a grim picture of the economy. Do you agree?
Yes. First of all, I'm a senior lecturer at GEPA and not University of Ghana, so just to correct that. And secondly, I think looking at the various taxes, the e-levy, COVID levy, betting tax, which amounts to about 6.8 billion Ghana cedis in revenue for government, and looking at what these taxes are being used for per the president, the former president, His Excellency Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, that these revenues were also being used to build the Agenda 111 hospitals and all that. I expect that looking that government now wants to scrap these taxes, that how are they going to, you know, finance these infrastructure works, which is very critical to our economy? How are they going to close that revenue gap of about 6.8 billion, and how are we going to meet the targets per the IMF program, which has a key indicator of the revenue to debt ratio? So I'm hoping that government is not going to bring in new taxes which could have dire implications already on the average Ghanaian and increase the cost of living. Yeah.
Many argue that the betting tax is a reliable revenue stream for government, especially given Ghana's fiscal challenges. Now, I recall when government introduced this tax, they argued that they wanted to broaden the tax net. By scrapping this, what will be the implication?
By scrapping this, the implication is that already, if you look at Government of Ghana's annual budget statement, you will notice that we are already constrained when it comes to revenue. So if we already have the betting tax that is already bringing in enough revenue to fund certain key policies and programs of government, I think that government shouldn't adopt the populist approach of actually removing the taxes which Ghana government actually needs, Ghana government needs now. And on the back of this new Ghana statistical data that has been released, which shows that the economy is actually on the economy is recovering with debt to GDP ratio, which has reduced quite significantly from about 80% in 2020 to now somewhere around 61%. And with GDP growth that is also actually increasing, with the new release showing that GDP growth is around 5.7%, I don't expect government to adopt any populist approach, which is then going to reverse the gains that we are seeing now when it comes to the macro economy.
Government is also considering removing several taxes and charges at the port. And many are really concerned about this because of the implication. I'm just wondering, at this point, looking at the impact on the economy, what other measures can government put in place, especially because government has served notice that they'll be cutting down the size of government to also rake in revenue? But what other measures can they explore to get in revenue for their economy?
I think one of the key measures that government can actually adopt in terms of increasing the revenues is expanding the tax base. If we recall, when the MPP government came into office in 2017, the percentage of the adult population that was actually eligible to pay taxes was somewhere around 4% of the adult population. And with the issuance of the Ghana card to eligible Ghanaians, we now notice that that percentage actually increased from 4% to now over 80% of the adult population. So government could actually leverage on this data that the Ghana Revenue Authority actually has to expand the tax base, which will actually minimize then the tax burden on the average Ghanaian, and also deploy and leverage on actually technology to enhance the tax administration system, which will then also help actually to increase the tax revenue. And I also expect that, looking at also on the expenditure side, that government can actually do more in terms of cutting down expenditure. And not just, of course, if you add to the 60 minister promise that His Excellency the President John Dramani Mahama made, that that cutting expenditure isn't quite significant, because even if you do merge the ministries, the workers who already work in these ministries will remain the same. So government can actually do more in terms of cutting expenditure by looking at, you know, the critical line items in the budget, which are not priority items.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yami Bafi. He's an economist and senior lecturer at GIMPA. Let me bring in Dr. Joseph Obeng. He's president of the Ghana Union of Traders Association. Thank you so much for your time here on Top Story. I'd like to get your initial thoughts. What are your expectations ahead of the budget presentation tomorrow?
We need the economy to be stabilized. That the budget to adopt measures strengthen and stabilize the local currency is very important, and to reduce inflation, interest rates, and improve on other economic indicators, especially the SM rate. Business thrives on these indicators, and it is very important that we have this stable environment. We are also expecting tax cuts, and that tax system should be streamlined. Please, am I on air?
And we're listening to you. Please make the point.
That the tax system should be streamlined with special emphasis on the VAT. The VAT, the way it's structured, is not ensuring compliance. It's not helping the growth of businesses. We want the VAT to be made more simplified, affordable, and uniform. It should be restructured, and that's what I would say to VAT. We seek measures that will make duty payment also go down. That the numerous cost items at the port, you know, are so many. And the levies, taxes, and all that we pay. I've heard the finance minister talking to that effect, and I'm expecting that they do something drastic about that. You see, there's one thing to remove these taxes, and how significant the reduction is also very important to make the needed impact. And that's what we are expecting. We are also expecting that the dollar be fixed quarterly or biannually for the purposes of duty payment to ensure stability, predictability, and that we will be able to forecast and then stabilize the pricing. It's very important.
Hold on. Just before you go, you just served notice that you want government to reduce the tax at the port significantly. For you as an association, what exactly would be significantly, percentage-wise?
Yeah, and that's why the rationalization is very important. That we ration what is needed to be paid and what is unwanted, and that's what we call the nuisance taxes. And we should be able to take away and those that are not needed at all, because the government also need revenue. We have to enhance on revenue collection. But the ones that create nuisance and all that, all should be cleared off the table, so that the tax payment will be very affordable and simplified. And that alone will also ensure that government gets its required revenue, because compliance is the key to revenue enhancement, and the key to compliance is simplicity and affordability, uniformity of the tax system. It's as simple as that.
Okay.
If we're able to reduce the taxes, then of course we'll go up with the revenue generation.
Okay. Now let me bring in Dr. Eric Defoe. He's chairman of Economic Affairs Committee, AGI. Thank you so much for your time here on Top Story. I just want to get your initial expectations ahead of the budget presentation tomorrow.
Government has given certain signals about what it intends to do within the 120 days by scrapping some taxes. Certainly, if that is done, there will be a revenue gap, and it can be closed either by increasing some other taxes, say back-end taxes, or cutting wastage within the system. We have a situation where government tries to front-load taxes, which is very negative when it comes to businesses of production. Because once you pay taxes up front, what then happens is that your cost of production goes up. And there's empirical evidence that when the taxes are back-ended, government generates more revenue because value has been added in the process of production. So we are hoping that some selected industries where production is high, support or incentives are given so that taxes are not collected up front, but rather at the back end after production has been done.
Okay.
That is why the VAT system needs to be streamlined, because okay. That's the major source of revenue for government. Because value, as is added along the value chain, it eventually generates more income for government. But if business is suffering because it has to pay taxes up front, it just goes to increase our costs and doesn't make business production competitive. And therefore, we have to then go back to importation. But if we do production here, then we create jobs, we generate more revenue locally, we save foreign exchange, etc. There's a snowballing effect that benefits the economy generally.
Thank you so much for your time. Let me bring in Felix Kwachi Ofosu, he's Minister of State Government Communications. Thank you so much for your time here on Top Story. Now, critics argue that removing the betting tax could encourage excessive gambling, especially among the youth. I want to find out from you what government's position is moving forward, especially bearing in mind the promise you made to Ghanaians.
Well, I'm not in a position to preempt the finance minister. All I can say is that we'll find out what government's position is on that tax tomorrow when the budget is presented.
Ed, can you just run us through what we should expect tomorrow?
Well, the finance minister is set to present the first budget statement and financial policy of the John Dramani Mahama administration. And it is a budget that will prove to be defining in the way that we achieve economic recovery on the back of the disastrous mismanagement of the economy that took place under the MPP administration. And so clear policies will be outlined aimed at reviving the economy and ensuring that we avoid the kind of pitfalls that led to the economic disaster that we inherited.
Any new taxes?
Well, I think that, as I indicated, I don't want to second guess the finance minister. So tomorrow, the policies will be rolled out fully, and we'll all find out exactly what it is that government has for the people of Ghana on all the matters that should go into making a strong economy.
Just before I let you go, we heard from the finance minister, Sev, noticed that some of the charges at the ports not reach state coffers. I'm just wondering what government is going to do to fix that challenge.
Well, there are comprehensive solutions that will be proposed in the tax to ensure efficiency of collection and compliance with tax laws. And all that will be unveiled tomorrow when the finance minister makes his presentation.
The minority, they are calling for the finance minister to be truthful about the state of the economy inherited from the NPP. What's the government's response to that demand?
Well, they will know all about truthfulness or the lack of it, given the falsehood and propaganda that they churned out on a yearly basis to cover up the rot and mismanagement that they were superintending when they were in power. But this government is one that chooses to be honest and upfront about the issues, and that is what is going to inform how economic policy is evolved and implemented. And therefore, tomorrow, the finance minister is going to make a candid case for where we are as a country in terms of our economy, what we inherited, and what will be done going forward to get us out of the terrible situation that the MPP left.
Felix Kwachi Ofosu is Minister of State Government Communications. And that's how we wrap up Top Story. My name is Faustina Safu. Up next is Newsnight.
Joy 99.7 FM. life with the connect.
Each child.
In Obi say we want make one our loved ones happy.
Daddy, thanks for the tea cash, okay? I love you.
That be my daughter, Angela.
Meba Kojo. Yami sure why. The tea cash naba. I know Papa Yina Jawasi.
Say I go take care of my parents. It be my duty. Say make her pay my bills. And they use Telecel Cash. The suppliers for my shop there.
Hello boss. I get a Telecel Cash alert. Will they deliver the things right here?
And they make them happy because I pay them directly to them, my merchant number for any network talk. Then sort my people out with Telecel Cash for free.
If one of family parties, then business partners they happy.
It be they make one a connection strong.
Carry Telecel Cash, send money, give your people for them a Telecel Cash wallet store.
Any day,
anytime.
It be free.
Make you save money.
Tap cool.
Then make your menace smile.
Anytime you go carry Telecel Cash, send them money.
Telecel, connecting energies.
Where do your hopes and dreams take flight? The money you've earned, the future shining bright. At Petra, we're not just here for your retirement plan. We are here for the life you've imagined and then some. From your child's education to your dream home's door, we'll help you achieve what you're striving for. Petra is here, steady and strong. Your wealth in safe hands, where it belongs. With investments that grow at rates that compete, we build your future with every heartbeat. That's Petra, your partner. Come joy or strife, guiding you toward the dreams that define your life. For your pensions, investments, loans, and more, visit our website at petraonline.com or call 0242-435037. Petra, achieve more.
Couldn't sleep at night. Mosquitoes will be whining, whining my ears, bugging me all night long. Till I got a remedy, now I'll be spraying them away with holy insecticide spray. Me, I go spray them away with holy insecticide spray. When I sleep, I sleep. Me down on my back with holy insecticide.
Holy mosquito quell, holy multi-purpose insecticide spray. Ganna Krong Krong. For bulk purchase, call 0302-681582. This advert is FDA approved.
Why settle for less when you can have it all? Get the KFC Burger Deal, the ultimate combo of flavor and value for just 55 Ghana cedis. With the KFC Burger Deal, you get your choice of a Zinger or Kernel Burger paired with a refreshing drink. Open with now open day. Head to your nearest KFC today and grab the KFC Burger Deal for just 55 Ghana cedis. Big bites, small spend, only at KFC. Remember, this offer is only available for a limited time only. KFC is finger licking good.
Tonight, of the series of government sanctioned raids and military crackdown, Johnny Sheikhs reveal alarming destruction in Tano Area Forest Reserve as illegal miners pillaged the forest. Will be live on the ground. Also tonight, CLOCSAG rejects Labour Minister's plea to call off strike as it intensifies demand for removal of birth and death register.
He said enough is enough. Now let's purge a system of politically correct people, because the Supreme Court ruling was clear. Once your political calling becomes overt, you cannot be part of the services. That's the local government service and the civil service. And this is Supreme Court ruling and it's law.
Plus, fresh details following the latest investigative hotline documentary as illegal paint producers flood the market with toxic lead-laced paints as state agencies dodge responsibility and deflect blame.
Twofold. On one hand, one could assign responsibility and thereby liability to the standard authority. But that is when the lead is locally manufactured. But where the paint is legitimately imported under the regulatory control of another agency, it creates a higher cost.
Environmental Protection Agency and Standard Authority. Because this thing is about standards.
So what do you look out for when buying paints on the Ghanaian market? We have details for you. Plus, business.
Total value of Ghana's economy crosses more than 1 trillion cedis for last year, despite growth slowing for fourth quarter of 2024 to 3.6%.
And in sports, in Swatchaman suffer home defeat to Samatex on their return to the Ghana Premier League since fatal stabbing of Asante Kotoko fan in Swatri.
And later in our Ghana Man series, we uncover the fascinating story of Bantama, the origins of his name and his deep cultural influence.
One of the sub-chiefs of Kumasi, he was called Ba. He left his piece of cloth. Anybody that passed by identified that cloth as Ba's cloth.
You want to stay with us for all that? Plus more here on Newsnight. Send me a WhatsApp, 055-111-1997. My name is Evans Mensah.
Engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.